Hi, and thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And earlier this month, millions of people around the world got to see the 186th annual LDS General Conference. It was held in Salt Lake City, and church leaders, including our prophet, President Thomas S. Monson, addressed the world about topics that really impact our lives today. And one of the main themes was giving service, especially to refugees who find themselves in new Western communities all over the world. Elder Patrick Kieran from England gave a beautiful talk on the subject and cited that the refugee crisis affects everyone. In fact, he said one in every 122 people on the earth today have had to flee their homes because of war and violence. This is a huge problem, and one viewer of General Conference, Camille Carroll, is here with us today to talk about it. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So overall, what did you think of Elder Kieran's address?
I thought it was amazing. When I first heard it, I couldn't believe it. Well, we first heard about the refugees in General Women's Session, and then to hear about it again, it just really struck me. This is something so important. We all need to be aware, and he talks about that in his talk, that we need to be aware of what is going on in the world and what is happening to people. And so overall, I thought it was exactly what I needed to hear.
Mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, I wish everyone in the world could hear it, because it sounds like, you know, refugees are coming into America and to Germany and England and lots of different parts of the world that I think everyone could benefit from his message. But so you've served an international mission.
Yes,
I went
have.
To Taiwan. Mm-hmm. How do you think people all over the world, LDS or not, can benefit from learning more about the refugee crisis?
That's a great question. I loved how Elder Kieran, he mentioned that this isn't a political, he's not making a political statement. He's saying we need to focus on the people. And so in my mind, it's taking out all borders of the world. You're just focusing on the people. And we're all, you know, a part of this world. And so I think that it really, anyone who is living needs to be aware of what's going on to the neighbors next door. Mm-hmm. We need to be aware so that we can know how to help them.
Yeah, no, it impacts everyone. It's a huge crisis. And, you know, I think we all need to be aware that there is something that we can do about this. We don't just need to stand by and watch the news and feel sorry for these people. There's actually physical things that we can do. And that's what I love, the new website that we heard about in General Women's broadcast and then in General Conference again, the iwasastranger.lds.org is a really amazing website that sort of directs people to serve close to home. Why do you think that's important?
The best place to start is to start in your own neighborhood to reach out to the people who are living right next to you. Like you said, there's people fleeing to America who are refugees, or there's people who have other struggles, and we need to be willing to help those around us first so that we can help people who are having major crises mm-hmm. over across the seas.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, working within your own community, in your own neighborhood, it gives you sort of this microcosm of an experience of what serving on a larger scale might look like. But then again, you can serve in a really large scale in your own community and really impact people's lives. I know just even in Salt Lake City, there have been this incredible influx of refugees coming in and immigrants coming in from different countries looking for work. And I've had the opportunity to meet some of them and go to church with some of them and talk with them. And it's really opened my eyes to the fact that there, you don't really have to look very far to find a way to reach out and uplift and help people.
Definitely. I haven't actually met anyone who's a refugee, but I've met people who are international guests living here in America. And it's really hard for them. It's a new culture. It's a different language, and they just need a friend to help them along the way to figure it out.
Absolutely. So did this talk by Elder Kieran, did this give you ideas of some things you could maybe do in your own life?
I've thought about it a lot, because when I first heard the talk, it was like, well, great, how can I help? You know, there's not refugees living by me, I'm not aware of it. And so the first thing I need to do is I need to be aware of the situation. What is going on here in Utah? How many refugees are living here? How can I help them? And that would be my first thing I need to do. And I would encourage anyone else, you know, to be educated on this situation. And then that's the first spot. And I find, like, as we serve in a small capacity, that allows us to have the desire to reach out and help on a larger scale, like you said.
Absolutely. And so Elder Kieran mentioned in his talk that these refugees and others that we serve can actually teach us many good things as we serve them as well. Why do you think that is?
Here they are in these humblest situations, and they're trying to better themselves. And I think by serving them, we can learn what's most important to us. I loved what he said. This is a paraphrase, but he says, being a refugee will not define your life as a refugee. They have a chance to better themselves and to find a better life. But if you serve the refugees, it might define you. And by serving them, we can better ourselves and the people around us by becoming humbler beings.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. It teaches us a lot about humility because, you know, they've been thrown into a situation that they didn't ask for. They are in the middle of a war that they didn't start. And they're leaving to find peace, to find some sort of way to continue on with life. And so they're coming here, they're reaching out, asking for help. And I think sometimes, you know, people that live in westernized cultures kind of forget that there's people that don't have very basic needs like food, shelter, and water. But it teaches us that, you know, there's really no shame in reaching out and saying, hey, I can't do this on my own. I need someone else to help me survive or just to help me thrive in my own life. So I think you're absolutely right. They teach us a lot about humility. So thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and being here today, Camille.
Thanks for having me.
And if you're looking for more ways to serve refugees and those in need in your own community, you can visit the website that we mentioned earlier, which is iwasastranger.lds.org. And you can see some really inspiring videos there, some messages from LDS church leaders, as well as ideas on how to serve and how to be informed about things that are going on in your neighborhood. And here are just a few suggestions that the website shares. Have a refugee family over to your home for dinner or family night. Offer to drive them to a grocery store and show them how to shop and pay for food. Help refugee children and their parents navigate their new school districts and enroll in classes. Other places that you can look to serve are to find hospitals, employment clinics, or other interfaith groups that are needing volunteers. So remember that if you missed General Conference or the Women's Broadcast, you can rewatch, listen to, or read it on mormonchannel.org. And our quote of the day comes from the LDS Church President, Thomas S. Monson, and he says, "We are surrounded by those in need of our attention, our encouragement, our support, our comfort, our kindness. We are the Lord's hands here upon the earth with the mandate to serve and to lift his children. He is dependent upon each of us." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.